Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
Hello, I'm Matt Chorley, and this is Politics Without the Boring Bits. Today, something a bit different as it's Christmas Day. Every day on my Times Radio show, we pause at the halfway point for a coffee break. Mariella Fostrop is my radio wife, Monday to Friday. She comes in for a chat. She's supposed to tell me what's coming up on her show. We very rarely get to that. We end up just chatting nonsense. So who better to join me to crack open a festive cocktail and reflect on a weird year?
It's Christmas with Matt Chorley, with political and festive stories. It's the perfect Yuletide mix, with none of the boring bits. Coffee break with Mariella Frostrop, with banter that'll make your jaw drop.
There we are. You get a mention.
Yeah, no,
Mariella Frostrop's here.
I feel that I was somewhat reduced this year because I've ended up. Remember last year, or was it the year before, they wrote a whole jingle for me and one for you?
No, but this is a different person.
Yes, it's a different person.
I know.
And now I'm just a little titbit.
Oh, you're never happy. We've played the jingle usually you get about. Anyway, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, Matt Chorley. What a year.
I've got my bells. I've got my. Big Ben Christmas jumper on.
Yes, he's looking incredibly festive. You've got a little pile of.
I was going to put a Christmas hat on, but I've not got one. But what I have got is the tea cosy that a listener sent me.
I think I'm going to have to take a little snap of you because. Oh, that's what the hole
is for.
That's how you stick your spout out.
Put it
around the back because it looks really weird. You look like one of those old perverts you might see at a bus stop. Yeah, that's what you look like. I know you're going for Christmas, but.
There we
are. Oh, yeah.
I'm really sorry. I've lost a bit of paper because I think what happened was I put the tea cosy back in my drawer and I then spilt coffee in my drawer. And I think the note that it was attached to. But we'd been talking on the show. Somebody said they were doing some knitting and they were knitting tea cosy. So they sent me a tea cosy. And it was Billy Connolly said, "Don't trust a man who, when left alone in a room with a tea cosy, doesn't put it on his head."
Well, I'm very relieved it's on your head. I can't really imagine.
Let me put it on your teapot.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for sharing all of that tedious domestic detail. I know most people are living that tedious domestic dream this morning.
Well, exactly. I hope wherever you are this morning, on Christmas morning, you've got a tea cosy on your head. Now, normally we have a coffee break where sometimes you get a coffee. Christmas.
Well, very rarely do I get a coffee,
know,
in fairness.
Christmas, you don't want coffee, do you?
Certainly not. So,
now, the past couple of years, we've had eggnog.
But actually, coffee would be fine, any
you
sort of
like
drink.
You didn't like eggnog. You didn't like the... What was that yellow stuff in tins?
Advocate. That was one of the most disgusting things I've ever drunk.
Let's forget the cold weather, wintry drinks. Let's go for pina coladas on Christmas morning. Lovely. Yeah, get that in your... So this is perfectly mixed, apparently.
It's never too early for a pina colada, is
get
it?
Get on the pina coladas on Christmas morning. Here we are. Nothing says pina colada quite like...
Nothing says Christmas like a pina colada,
exactly.
I think might be what he meant to say.
And then... Oh, I was pouring that into a glass to try and get the glug glug. There's no real glug.
No, there's no glug at all.
If anything, is it better to not see the colour of it?
I think it's probably better. Look, cheers.
Cheers.
But I'm also slightly concerned because I don't recall ever drinking a fizzy pina colada, and there seems to be an element of fizz to this.
It's a bit spot.
Look, when Matt Chorley's lip curls, you know it's got to be pretty bad because he'll eat or drink anything.
Pineapple juice and coconut milk. It has got a certain fizz to it.
Oh, that is. Do you know what? You've topped me. I mean, you have completely excelled yourself this year. That's even worse,
is it worse than
the advocate. Yeah.
Right. What, apart from drinking pina coladas with me, what are you doing on Christmas Day? What does the rest of your day look like?
Well, I don't think I really want to describe it to you because I'm afraid that you might just lean over and throttle me when
you
I
ran
do.
It, ran it George Osborne's.
Again. Knocking on the door, looking for scraps.
Please, sir. Everyone in the village, everyone in boots and going around and saying, hello, and he's like, you boy, go get me a turkey.
We're all there. It's very, very Dickensian. We're all there. Please, George, can we have some more?
Yeah,
and he goes, no, and he slams the door in our face yet again.
Yeah. You're going away, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to be on the beach on Christmas Day.
Drinking pina coladas.
Real ones. That's why I thought that you'd very sensitively chosen the pina colada.
Well, I knew you were going away, and this is the real taste of...
I really hope
totally
it's not.
Tropical.
And no one in
so
their
So you're
right
at the beach,
mind.
I'm in the pub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off to the pub.
Are you in the pub in Lyme Regis?
No, we're at home, but the 22-year-old and the 14-year-old are cooking Christmas dinner. Because I normally cook the Christmas
That'll
dinner.
That'll go well, won't it?
So I'd be really annoying if I stayed in the house. So we're going to the pub with the dog, and then we're going to come home, and Christmas dinner's going to be laid before us.
Can I just point out that you'll be really annoying after you've been in the pub anyway?
No, I know, but rather than being annoying while they're cooking.
That's incredibly noble of you to remove yourself from the kitchen.
To be so self-aware about my own irritating behaviour.
No, to be so magnanimous as to give up the cooking of the Christmas meal.
To go to the pub.
To give them space.
Yeah. Oh, should we do presents?
Shall we? Come on.
Oh, yes, we've got
it's
Christmas presents.
Christmas tradition, ring the bell.
Here we are, look.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, I've lost one of yours.
Well, how many have you got? I've only got two for you.
Well, I've got four for you.
Oh, I'm excited.
Producer
the heart's beating faster if it's anything like as good as the cocktail.
Yeah, that's what's making your heart beat faster.
It's fear.
You're having a heart
that's
attack.
What it is. It's fear.
Well, there's mine. There's three of mine.
Okay, there's yours.
Oh, you've done mine up with
there's
a lovely
yours. Yeah, I haven't done it up. But you've got lovely ho-ho-ho paper, which I know is for sale in the newsagents down in the tube station below,
correct.
Which is where you picked it up last minute this morning.
It's very difficult to buy wrapping paper in...
Well, I'd like to point out that mine is
very
recycled
tasteful.
Paper, very tasteful, and left over from last year.
Lovely. Oh, here we are.
You might recognise it from your present last year.
Oh, is it the same paper as last year?
You haven't got me a medallion, have you? Lovely little small...
Right, open the card.
They always say good things come in small packages, and this is a very small package indeed.
To the Chorley.
Chorleys.
It doesn't say Chorleys.
There's an S there on the end.
Love from... Mariella and the McHughes. There
yes,
we are.
Yes, yes.
Lovely.
Yeah. Right, do you want me to write more in there? There were a few things I was going to say, and then I thought you probably didn't want to put them on your mantelpiece.
So, what are you opening first? You're opening your little one you thought was a medallion.
Yeah, because good things come in small packages,
exactly.
They say. So, let me just see if this is going to. Oh, her ladyship. Oh, it's a coaster.
It's a coaster.
Perfect to put my cocktail on.
There we are.
I'll use it right
now. So, it's not to mark the desk.
Oh, that is. But also to remind me every day
that
I am her ladyship to you at least.
Exactly right.
Well, thank you very much.
No, happy Christmas.
Beyond generous.
Right, I shall open one of mine.
Yes, it's your turn now. Oh, I'm excited about this one.
It's a book called The Trouble with Women by Jackie Fleming. Can women be geniuses or are their arms too short? Why did we only learn about three women at school? What were all the others doing?
Yeah, and it
very
is one
literary.
Of my favourite books. Just read the first... I wrote a message to you in
you
the
You did, too, Matt. Some rational explanation at last. Love, my... Well, I like that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy that. And it's not too challenging a read for you.
No,
not too many words.
Yeah. It's pictures
because
for
I know that you're probably going to be very busy this Christmas
that one now.
Rereading your own novel.
Well, yeah, true. Planes, Trains and Toilet Doors, 50 Places That Change British Politics.
Which we've not heard enough about,
no,
to be honest, this year.
I feel
if this year's to be marked by anything, it's the absence of Matt talking about himself.
Planes, Trains
or his
and
book.
Toilet Doors, 50 Places.
He's off again.
Particularly if you've got a book toker for Christmas. It's perfect.
Oh, thank goodness.
There we are.
Yeah, some proper headwear for me.
Yeah, you've got some sort of... jingly. Give your head a wiggle.
Lovely.
There
like
we are.
It.
Bells.
Like
bells.
It.
Reindeer ears.
Bells, Trains and Automobiles. Can you just get a mention of the book in once again?
Shall I open my other one?
Yeah, but then what are you going to do when I open this one? That's something you might enjoy even more than a book on women.
Some chocolates.
Yeah, but look, they're lovely festive ones.
Shall we open them?
No, I knew that. I was going to say, will they last the journey home? They weren't even going to last the end of this recording.
I think we can have one. Look, this is the taste of Christmas.
But I want Alison to have one as well.
No, sure, she doesn't need to know about this.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, now you've really pushed the boat out this year. And I am going to be flopping round my Caribbean idyll wearing these.
What are they?
You've given them to me just in time. They are House of Lords slippers.
Slippers.
So I'm going to be walking around with Her Ladyship Toaster.
Exactly.
My House of Lords slippers. And if anyone says that I'm begging for a damehood, I think that's just wrong.
Now, I'll be honest, they weren't cheap. They're gold embroidered.
Well, they look quite cheap.
Exactly. They do look like the sort of thing you'd steal from a mid-rank hotel.
Well, they look like you'd get them free in the Premier Inn or such.
But they've put embroidered House of Lords on.
No, I think that they are exceptional. Do you know, I might even be tempted to wear them to the beach because they are toweling
They are toweling. My only concern is that if you have a fall in them, will I be liable?
Well, you can do a disclaimer now.
I accept no responsibility for you having a fall.
So, okay, picture this, listeners and Matt.
Yeah.
Picture me on a beach in the Caribbean with a litre of pina colada already down me.
Fizzy.
Flopping around in my bikini, which I'm not supposed to wear because I'm 60 plus, in my house.
Oh, sorry. No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. It's all behind me, Matt.
Everything
as they say in Panto.
Well, I'm going to have one of these chocolate balls. Oh, this is a mulled wine one.
Oh, lovely. There's probably more alcohol in that chocolate than there is in this cocktail.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I like those little balls. Clip that.
Go on then, open your last one.
I've got another one.
You've got another present. I got overexcited in the House of Lords shop.
No expense spared here. What could it be, a muff? Oh, my goodness. So I can get stuck in the kitchen with my House of Lords wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon, because you like stirring.
I think now you can do it officially. May I just say that if there's a stirrer in the studio, I think that is an honour, a title that should be...
I can't hear you. You're going through a tunnel.
Yeah, you go a bit deaf when it's things you don't want to hear. They really saw you coming at the House of Lords shop, didn't they?
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Mariella, completely naturally, shall we take a look back at some of our highlights from this year?
Oh, ho, 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 why not?
Now, because this is one of my favourite bits, when earlier this year we did our DNA test to find out where we come from, and this was Laura from Ancestry, started with your results, Mariella.
So on your mother's side, you are 35% English and Northwestern European, 10% Scottish, and 5% Irish, which suggests that your mother had generic British Isles heritage. This is what we would expect for anyone with heritage in the British Isles.
I'm so relieved to find out that there is a bit of Irish blood in there, because that's where I was brought up. And if I feel anything at all, to be honest, it's pretty Irish. So at least I've got some excuse
Joe Biden
for it.
Leading on that 5%.
What about Matt then?
Yeah, come on,
he's Greek, isn't he?
No, I'm 115% Somerset farmer. Laura, what have you got for me?
It's not all English.
Go on.
There's 7% Irish.
Ah!
3%
Germanic
Europe.
So we are related.
I'm more Irish than Mariella.
That is really annoying. I think that's where the rot set in our relationship, because that was a very traumatic moment for me.
You were really annoyed.
Wait, to look at you smug at the other side of the mixing desk.
With my green top hat on and my orange beard.
Your leprechaun ears. It was very, very upsetting. I mean, the truth is, I knew I didn't have Irish blood, but what you refused steadfastly to do was to accept the fact that being brought up in Ireland makes a difference.
Yes.
And actually
does. But not genetically.
Oh, he's off again.
I am more Irish.
Do you have to open old wounds on Christmas Day, which when we're all supposed to come together in joy.
Well, let's focus on the other fun thing we did this year. And I can't remember how it started. Why did we paint each other?
Because David Hockney did a painting of
Harry Styles. Yes.
And we had a little debate about whether or not we enjoyed that painting.
Yeah.
I think that you were more pro it than I was, actually.
I remember thinking that...
Well, you said, I can do better.
I could do better, that was what we said. And so we put it to the test. Rude. So I painted Mariella and Mariella painted me, and this is what happened. So, are you ready?
I'm ready. Braced. Oh, my God, this is going to be awful. What?
Okay, this is my portrait of Mariella Frostjoss.
Do you know, that is not as bad as I expected, to be quite honest.
But the thing is, if you look at it like that, you think, well, that's quite... Yeah, the stripes
sorry,
on the jumper.
It's a portrait. You can't say if you look at it from the neck down.
What, I should have done you wearing sunglasses.
That would have been truly cheating, wouldn't it? Okay, can I make a speech now about mine? I'm just pointing out that I didn't have the tools to necessarily do my best, but also, secondly, that I really can't paint. And I'm hoping this is a modernist nightmare. Where would you like to see it? But I think that there is something of Matt to this drawing stroke painting. And I want you to know it's not meant to be realist.
I then did a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
And you won.
Yeah, much to your upset. So I'd say that it was a traumatic year in many ways for both of us. First of all, for me to discover that Matt was more Irish than I am.
Yeah, then I discovered that you were more artistic.
Then you discovered that I was judged to be a better painter. Of course, it's all relative.
Yeah.
And we were going to auction them off, I think, at Christmas. And then we realised that we wouldn't get a cent for them.
And so actually, some of the fees on auction websites are probably more than we were going to raise for charity. Now, we need to look forward to next year. New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Well, in fact, first of all, let's remind ourselves of what we said were our New Year's resolutions for 2023.
Oh, good Lord.
We've spent all this year joking about getting on...
We've spent 3 years agitating and trying to get on
so
Pointless.
So I think, as a New Year's resolution, we should try in 2023 to get onto Pointless. So, we've achieved it. Half.
Well, we have achieved it in that we did.
We've been to Pointless. We've recorded an episode.
Yeah.
And it was in, February? It wasn't long after we recorded that. It was January or February. It's still not been on.
It's yet to be broadcast. And I mean, I'm asking, why would that be? I thought we gave a sterling performance.
I thought we did very well. They did tell us when we said, when's this going to be on? And they said... Possibly not until next year. I thought they were talking rubbish.
But do you think that actually possibly never might have been a more realistic answer?
But at least we're both still in our jobs, because I sort of envisaged that it was going to be so long, we'd be on there saying, well, I'm on from 10 till 1, and then I'd have been on at 4 in the morning by the time the thing aired. Going back to last year's, I may owe you a drink on top of this pina colada.
Perhaps you can make a New Year's resolution, okay?
Yeah.
Which is that next year you're going to get me a palatable cocktail for when I pop in and visit.
Well, if we manage to get on Pointless in 2023, I'll make you a cocktail out of my cocktail book.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to...
Shaker.
I'm already looking forward to 2023.
There we are.
Merry
see,
Christmas
positive
to you.
And looking forward.
You see, empty promises, Matt. That's what you're full of.
Well,
you're like all those politicians that you mingle with.
I would go as far as to say I've been stitched up by producer Erin there, who's found that clip and not told me the contents on it, while allowing me to go to the shop and buy two tins of pina colada.
Yeah, but don't you think that you could have just thought, Mariella didn't like the cocktail last year. I promised her...
I think it's all right.
...that I would upgrade.
So what's our plans for next year?
Big year.
Big year. Election year. Going around the country, seaside, maybe we finally get to do our end of the pier show.
I know what we should do.
Go on.
You know how we mention it every year. I think our joint New Year's resolution, in which case maybe we might be able to make it happen, is that we do that seaside tour.
Yeah.
I see it.
Radio 1 road show.
Yeah, yeah. I see a...
Normally
a sort
knees.
Of customised, you know, vehicle of some sort. Ice cream van, bus, motorbike, moped.
Tandem.
Oh, don't let's have to do exercise.
No, let's not do that.
I see a rider... well, that's what it's called, that you demand when you're doing the show.
What's on your rider?
Well, there will be savoury food, because all I ever get with you is like cupcakes and chocolate.
What do you want, my pasties?
You don't get a figure like this at 60 by eating pasties, Matt Chorley.
No, you're not.
Never.
So that's our. We're going to go out and about next year for the election year.
We're going to go out and about. We're going to go as a sort of duo.
Oh, should we pull crackers?
Oh, yes. Change the subject, why don't you? Oh! Oh, yes. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you. Oh, is there a joke? I love a joke.
Love a joke. Here
and a crown. Will I fit the crown on over my headband? That's what I'm worried
That's
about
a big question.
I'm definitely not taking it off.
Who does Santa call when his sleigh breaks down?
I don't know.
The abominable toe man.
Ba ba boom. Oh, yeah, they're coming thick and fast, these jokes. Can you read my one? Can't see a thing. Is there a joke on there? Have I been shortchanged?
No, this says it's about the Woodland Trust.
You see, because I'm a worthy, decent human being.
God, these are terrible crackers.
My cracker comes with some sort of promise to give money.
To
by using this cracker. Look, it says, by using this cracker, you've contributed to the Trussell Trust. Well, that's really good because I contribute to them every month.
Well,
and in fact, my other New Year's resolution is to up my standing order to the Trussell Trust.
Very good.
Because there are more people using food banks and we should all give...
More. Mariella, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Matt.
Have a lovely rest.
Thank you very much. I will return...
And come back fighting fit in January.
Yeah, ready for our tour.
Ready for the tour.
Yeah, I'm excited already. Go on, just before I go... Hmm? This snap election.
Yeah.
When do you think it'll snap?
I think May is increasingly likely.
Oh, I would rather if they went a bit later in the summer, it would be a bit warmer.
Yeah, that's true. If we're going on a seaside tour.
Could you speak to Rishi?
Be paddling in February.
Yeah, just tell him it's not convenient in
I'd
May.
I'd drop him a WhatsApp, but he'd probably only lose it.
It's very easy to lose WhatsApps,
easily
apparently.
Easily done.
Though I've got quite
Turns
a few...
Turns out being a tech bro is no use at all. Anyway, Mariella, here we
On
are.
On that note, you On can finish note. My pina colada.
Very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. And if you like that, you can join us every weekday from 10 o'clock on Times Radio, bringing you politics without the boring bits. But for now, for me, Matt Chorley, it's goodbye.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.